Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Tents housing asylum seekers were cleared from the Grand Canal in Dublin this morning, the third such clearance in recent weeks, as you know. More than 100 men who were sleeping in the tents were handed sheets of paper telling them they were being offered accommodation and that they had to leave. I'm joined now by Dr. Fiona O'Reilly of SafeNet Primary Care and also by Paul Murphy, who's a People Before Profit TD. You're both very welcome to the programme. Dr. Murphy, I might turn to you first of all. Safety Net had visited the camp along the Grand Canal yesterday. How were the men's health then?
Yes, Safety Net is a medical charity for, you know, people without access to healthcare. So we have a number of clinics that are particularly for people in this situation. So we do outreach along the canal and with all homeless people actually who don't have anywhere to stay. And we have a mobile clinic and a doctor and nurse that go and visit any homeless people out sleeping on the streets. So yesterday the men, you know, basically, you know, they're a young demographic, so they'd have the same range of health conditions that anyone in Ireland would have. Yesterday, we saw a few people, our doctor there saw a few people with, you know, minor injuries, stomach problems, back pain, that kind of thing. But over time, we would have seen the main problem would be psychological distress because of people's living situation.
I believe you found quite high blood pressure readings yesterday, did you?
Well, not yesterday, but over time. So a lot of the people who we see might have more advanced levels of conditions than you might ordinarily find because they haven't had access to healthcare either in the countries they're coming from or throughout their journey. So yeah, we would have had people with really high blood pressures, and in one case, you know, we had done bloods and stuff, and a really worrying result came back, and it was very, very difficult to find the person because they didn't have address, they didn't have a phone number, and a search really had to be carried out, and eventually we did find the person, and they had to be taken straight to hospital. Yeah.
That's worrying for a doctor if they literally can't find their patient, and the patient has quite a serious condition. I know you visited.
I mean, that is why we're, you know, totally against these informal camps where people aren't registered and you can't manage their health conditions.
Mm-hmm. I know you visited. I was going to say City West and Crooksling, these areas where people are being accommodated in tents, and they have facilities there as well. How did you find the facilities? What did you think?
Yes, they're very well managed. In fact, we provide an ongoing service in those. We're commissioned by the HSC to provide GP care, both in the transit centre in City West and in Crooksling at the moment. And they are well managed. They have services. We can provide healthcare, good healthcare to the people there. And you know, Crooksling, our doctors were there yesterday and the day before, and people seem to be getting on very well there. And you have all the basic services that you just don't have on the side of the canal, like water and sanitation and food.
Yeah, okay. Dr. Fiona O'Reilly of Safety Net, thank you very much indeed. I'm also joined, as I say, by Paul Murphy, TD for People Before Profit. Good evening to you, Paul. You're very welcome to the programme. This is, as we say, the third time that asylum seekers have been moved from their tents to accommodations in City West. What's your response? What's your reaction?
Well, I think the destruction of homeless people's tents is symptomatic of a campaign of performative cruelty by this government.
Ah, come on, Paul. It's hardly that, is it?
It is absolutely that, as is the cutting of social welfare payments, as is the cutting of payments to NGOs, which provide tents not just to asylum seekers, but to homeless people. I think what we're seeing in this country is a very disgusting attempt to scapegoat asylum seekers for the failures of the government on housing, on health, and on cost of living.
But how could it be that, Paul, if so many asylum seekers over the last 2 years have been accommodated?
Well, there's almost 2,000 asylum seekers on the streets right now as a political choice by this government, and they're being treated just as cruelly as Irish rough sleepers are being treated. At the same location a few years ago, an Irish rough sleeper was in his tent, was picked up by a JCB and was seriously injured. So they are treating rough sleeping people in a horrendous way.
Is it not a reality that there is simply not enough accommodation, despite the government's, gargantuan efforts to find accommodation and all forms of accommodation to people?
No, it's not. It's not. It is, again, a political choice because the government wants this to be the story, in particular in the run-up to the local and European elections.
Why would they?
It was because it distracts from the fact that they agreed to hand over €300 million to developers in the waiver of development levies. It distracts from the fact that they increased tax on ordinary workers today by increasing employees' PRSI. So it was reported just a couple of months ago that there are approximately 3,000 vacant beds across the accommodation system for Ukrainians. It was reported 3 days ago that up to 70 accommodation centres for Ukrainians are due to close.
And they're prioritising families and young children and women.
But they're closing. More Ukrainians are now leaving the state accommodation system on a daily basis than are entering it. Mm. So capacity is opening up within the system. And yet the government is refusing to use that capacity to give people extremely basic, extremely minimal shelter. But that's the answer.
OK, but can I put what the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, what he said today, put that to you and get you to respond. He said that shelter and accommodation is only one aspect of migration policy, he says. As important is the ongoing work to ensure we have a rules-based system where rules are enforced and where we ensure this country is never out of kilter with European norms when it comes to issues like welfare. So in a way, they use this phrase in government of aligning with other EU countries. That's what's happening, isn't it?
Well, they're engaged in a race to the bottom. That's what's happening. They're trying to say to people, because they want to say to people that the reason we have a housing crisis is because of asylum seekers, because it distracts from their own failures.
I don't think they're saying that in fairness.
That is actually, they say that in the Dáil. They suggest that, the reason is because there's so many people coming in.
Well, I've heard politicians in government, to be fair now, trying to decouple the two.
Okay, but I hear them doing it multiple times, and I think it's working for them at the moment. I think it has cut across the opposition to some degree because they're able to portray themselves as the ones that are hard on migration. The truth is that there was a housing crisis in this country before a significant increase in asylum seekers, and all the asylum seekers could go home tomorrow and we would still have a housing crisis. Mm-hmm. This cruelty that they're enforcing on the most vulnerable people, or some of the most vulnerable people in this country, will not make ordinary Irish people's lives any better whatsoever. Like, of course, people should not be sleeping at the canal. Of course they should not be. But they're not doing it because they want to. They're doing it because they have nowhere else to go.
I know, but the point is this, and this is my final question to you. If you provided plentiful accommodation for all asylum seekers who needed it and all of the supports that you could think of,
yes,
then more and more migrants would come to this country, wouldn't they? Because we have... let me finish the question. We have a migration crisis, not just in Ireland, but right across Europe and the Western world, you could argue. So if we are out of kilter with other EU states, then it becomes a more attractive option, obviously. And then it's a vicious circle, is it not?
Up until about, a year and a half ago, there were not rough sleeping asylum seekers. There was people in very difficult conditions in direct provision, treated quite atrociously, but there were not rough sleeping
Ukraine
asylum
war
seekers.
Is what they, pushed but, the surge, isn't it?
Exactly. But I presume you know that the number of refugees that are coming into this country, Ukrainian refugees and asylum seekers, is coming down year on year. The government would like us to think that there's a growing wave, when actually the numbers are reducing. So in 2022, we had 70,000 Ukrainians and 13,500 other asylum seekers. That's 83,500. In 2023, that dropped to 42,000. This year is going to drop further again. So this is a manufactured crisis that the government is using to distract from their own failures. And it is quite a disgusting political game that they're engaged in. And I say again, the policies that they're pursuing will not address any of the crises faced by ordinary people, so people should not be fooled by it.
We'll have a government response from Minister Charney McConlogue of Fianna Fáil just after 5. But can I thank you, Paul Murphy, TD with People Before Profit Beforehand, Dr. Fiona O'Reilly of Safety Net. We'll be right back.